Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday up in here, and it is Catfish Friday Horny. Listen, it is going down on today. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City, and believe me, horny, it is Wednesday on today in the winter city, baby. Listen, if we got snow, we got a little fruit, sprinkles of snow, 29 degrees, it is December 16th, 2022, 8:15 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 9:15 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen. Please do shop GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. It is the wickedest smoothest rum in Boston. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Do you hit me up in here? Listen, I got some hot stuff on tonight. It's hot. Listen, it is so sizzling hot, honey. My butt cheeks is burning. Listen, let me tell y'all something up here. Listen, I am telling you, it's this hot up in here. Listen, I had the waffle iron on, and I accidentally sat on the waffle iron. And, honey, listen, both of my butt cheeks is about burnt off. It is just that hot up in here. I am sizzling from the waffle iron. Listen. Let me tell you how hot it is up in here. Let me tell you guys, you know what just happened? Do you know what just happened? I was on Facebook. Now, y'all help me to understand this. Let me dial this down. Y'all help me to understand. Facebook tells me one of my pages under one of my book names, Positive Size, is eligible for stars. Y'all know stars where Facebook pays you a little bit for people clicking, and they can send you whatever fanfare they want to send you by clicking on the stars. They say, Facebook says, I can get paid and stars on Positive Size, on my page Positive Size. But you know what the funny part is? I never even used that page. How is Positive Size eligible to get stars from your fans? But the Fierce Female, I use Fierce Female, of course, all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But they tell me, listen, you can get paid from Positive Size. Let's go figure that out. I can't figure that out. But guess what? I'm going to get the ting-a-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. You better believe it. I'm going to start back using that page. Positive Size has 2,500 likes on the page, and I haven't done anything. It's just sitting there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Listen, that goes to show you, you got money in places you never even thought you had money sitting in. So listen, you might as well just dust it off and use it. Listen, baby, I got some hot, hot music on today. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to find your Facebook. Now, this is really funny. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When my page comes up, give it a like and a follow. Maybe Facebook will say, hey, Fierce, you can get paid in stars now on Fierce Female. So listen, I really do got some hot stuff. Let me tell y'all something. It is going on tonight. Listen, it really is. I got some hot music. These guys, you guys, wait till you hear this music. Independent artist D-Eazy. Indie artist TK and independent artist Maya Nani. Listen, the music is so hot. And let me say this. I hate to keep talking about Nick Cannon because I just love me some Nick Cannon. I love me some. So listen, whatever I'm saying about Nick Cannon, really, I just know that I love me some Nick Cannon. For real, on the real, I just love me some Nick Cannon. But listen, I just saw something come across. You know, this is a live show. It's not pre-recorded. About his children inheriting his genes and things like that. But listen, so I was just wondering. Listen, I just entertained for a minute here. I'm just wondering if Nick Cannon's kids are going to inherit the need to have 20 million babies by 20 million different mamas. You think they're going to? But anyway, let me get to the music down up in here. First up is D-Eazy. Ooh, this song is so bad, y'all. It's so bad. The Little Drama Boy. Listen, I promise you, you have not heard the Little Drama Boy like this, the way D-Eazy throws it down. My darlings, let me tell you a little bit. He's a rising star on the hip-hop scene. Yes, he is, the way he throws. I mean, listen, he looks so good. I could just chew on him all day long. Listen, listen. Y'all know how mama is. Y'all know mommy. I'm a little freaky dicky, okay? So listen, he's a rising star on the hip-hop scene. D-Eazy updates gangster rap with honesty. But do y'all hear this? Confidence and a strong dose of faith. Yes, he do. Y'all going to have to check this out. Y'all put your seatbelts on, okay? Put your glasses down. Put down your champagne. Put down your gumbo rum, because D-Eazy getting ready to slam y'all. Okay? So his goal is to keep his lyrics positive, but more than ever, he says he do that by showing that when we're ready for change, we can evolve and turn negative situations into positive ones. You my man. You my man. I don't know if you slang one or not, but let me see something here. So D-Eazy, listen, mama is single, you know, and I'm taking applications. Okay, D-Eazy. Okay, I'll just put that out there. Y'all know mom likes the insane. Oh, my God. But listen, he really is easy on the eye. So listen, check this out. I guess that's why they call him D-Eazy. So listen, listen. He wants to, what he does is take, he's wanting to keep his music focused on the positive and not the negative. So D-Eazy's work combines old school rap influences with elements of R&B and alternative rap. Woo! Alternative rock. Listen. And he does it so well. I was so excited to hear the song. I was like, whoa, wait. I said, what? Well, I say, wait a minute. I say, this man has got it going on up in here, and he throws it down very well. You guys are going to really enjoy his version, and he owns it. The Little Drama Boy, he owns it, and he does it so well. I'm like, this is sizzling hot, baby. It is sizzling hot. It is first class. It is a chart topper. It is, what, Billboard chart? You better believe that. iTunes chart and all of that, honey, because he delivers with first class style. He does it so very well. I want y'all to check him out. Come on now. I got one thing I gotta do. I gotta take a word from my sponsor. I'll take this.
Tired of spending all your money on niche and designer fragrances? Try www.myluxuryscent.com. Based out of Los Angeles, 100% authentic samples of niche and designer fragrances.
All right, that's niche and designer fragrances. You can now purchase fragrances, yes, for less money. Yes, yes, less money. You can do that. So listen, all right, it's time for independent artist D-Eazy. This is Little Drama Boy. Y'all sat back. Enjoy the thing. I'm telling you, enjoy.
They told me come in, but I didn't have a thing. There I stood, I'm in awe of our newborn king. All the people stood before him with the finest gifts to bring. To label for the king, give him honor as we sing. When we come, we bring praise when we come. I never had a lot since I come from the slums. Where I'm from, I was poor, man, I didn't have a crumb. The only gift I had to bring was just me and my drum. My best, I played my little heart out with a king to impress. As a guest, I confess in the presence of the blessed, I gave my all to the king, nothing more, nothing less. When we come, we bring praise when we come. Then he smiled at my gift as I played for the sun. The kick and the snare go pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The only gift I had to bring was just me and my drum.
Me and my drum, too late before the king.
man, that was straight dope. That was straight dope. That is so fire. That is so fire up in here. That is so fire. I want someone to light me a cigarette. You hear what I'm saying up here? I do not smoke, okay? I do not smoke, but I am telling you that is straight fire. Listen, let me tell y'all something. D-Easy reminds me of Ice Cube. Listen, y'all, it's so layers, so many layers to mama. So listen, Fierce, listen, I got so many layers. Fierce has a lot of layers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I got so many layers. And the reason why I'm saying it like that is because a lot of people don't realize, you know, a lot of times a lot of people have a lot of different layers to who they are. And that is okay. That doesn't mean that you're crazy or anything like that. Listen, I can dress up with the best of them. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Listen, I can dress up with the best of them. And the reason why I'm saying this and the reason why I'm going here, I can dress up with the best of them, and I can also talk to the lowest of them that's in the hood. It doesn't make me any difference, and I treat everybody the same way. And listen, this is why I love me some Ice Cube. And listen, you know, when it comes to rappers, you know, now I don't like the dirty stuff. Now listen, I don't like the dirty stuff. I don't like that, right? So listen, I love me some Ice Cube, and D-Easy reminds me of Ice Cube, like the clean version of Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know Ice Cube is like the man, right? He holds it down. He's one dope brother. He says what he got to say. He's real about his. He don't hide nothing. He just comes straight out and say what he's got to say, right? Just like Snoop Dogg, you know, but I don't like all that cussing. Okay, let me put that out there. I don't like all that cussing. Y'all know Snoop Dogg could cuss from his mama's porch back to the grandmama's porch. I don't like that, but I love me some Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean? He's just like a little glowworm. You know what I'm saying? But listen, D-Easy is just like Ice Cube on the spiritual side. You know what I'm saying? Can y'all understand what mama's saying up in here? So listen, D-Easy, baby, you so good. The Little Drummer, it's like he put a whole new spin on the Little Drummer Boy. He really did. He put a whole new spin on it. It is hot. It is dope. It is spiritual. It's Christian. You know what I mean? And then it's got that little smooth 21st century flavor. Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying. Listen. Next up is independent artist TK. TK. Listen, Tommy, socially known as TK. He's 28-year-old rapper, singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and engineer, audio, software, and electrical, born in Baghdad, Iran, and raised in San Diego, California. Hey, he fell in love with music at the age of 13. Come on, baby. Shortly after his father passed away, music has been, is currently, and always will be his escape from the harsh realities of our beautiful yet dangerous world. Woo, Lord Jesus. You know, I'm trying not to talk about Twitch. Y'all know people still talking about Twitch. Listen. Oh, Lord, today. I'm not going to even go there. So what he's saying kind of reminded me a little bit of Twitch. But, Lord Jesus, help us. So, listen, TK's got a song called God's Plan. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all. It is never God's plan for us to leave this earth by our own design. That's not God's plan. That's not God's plan. Listen, if you feel like you're in a dark spot, get somewhere and get somebody and say, help. Help. You know, you rather say help today than be gone tomorrow. You know what I mean? So listen. It is not the design of God for you to leave the earth before his design, destined time. It's not his will. That's not God's will. But sometimes pressure can be, I'm going into the twisting. I'm trying not to do that. But listen. This is by TK, God's Plan. Woo, Lord, save us. Deliver us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father. God's Plan.
Beautiful, my mind's blown. Top of the first Khalifa, watching the sunset in different time zones. Wake me up when I'm home, cause it still feels like a dream. Making a living, rapping lyrics off my iPhone. But I still reminisce, there's so much that I miss. I remember as a kid, I would do backflips in my crib, screaming Lego with my ego. Well, I build castles with Legos and make animals with Play-Doh. Time is flying where the days go. I'm 27 now, praise God, I'm doing better than ever now. I used to live in a trailer, and now I'm living in the closest place to heaven now. No more hot dogs and pizza at 7-Eleven now. Mama, I hope you're proud of the man that I've become. I know you want me to get married and have a daughter or a son. Maybe both, one can only hope and leave the rest in God's hands. It's a blessing to just be part of God's plan.
Put your hands to the sky and let all your worries go home. We're only here for a while. Live a little laugh, a lot smile, cause you never know. the night is young, tomorrow may not come. So don't stop, let it all rock, and let the good times roll.
This is a good life. You ever just get up some days and just wanna give up? Trust me, love, you gotta keep your chin up. I've been there, I've done that, I battled depression. I've learned so many lessons, still don't know how to manage my stress. But he was there for me, when no one else would care for me. When I would fall with no one to call, not only pick me up, he would carry me. He gave me a vision that on my own I wouldn't dare to see. When I was looking for love, he gave me someone to cherish. Could've tried a million times, but I never could've planned it. These are things in life that I'll never take for granted. I was stranded, I was lost, till one day I was found. He taught me how to fish, he helped me stay afloat and turn my boat around. Tell me, whom shall we fear? If the Lord our God is near, he's with us, he made a way, the road is clear, no need to steer. Mean the world to him, he adores you. If only you knew the plan that he has for you. I promise to restore you and keep you in the palm of his hand, and calm every storm that enters your land. He's with us in the valleys, turning mountains into sand. He gave us one and only son, so you and I can love unconditional and laugh uncontrollably. Live beautiful, the way that life was supposed to be. The enemy can't get a hold of me, cause I've been walking with my father, always keep him close to me. Praise God.
Put your hands to the sky and let all your worries go. Don't stop, let it all rock, and let the good times roll.
This is a good life.
All right. That's God's plan. You know what? And God's plan is always the best plan. Ooh, yes, indeed. Listen, this episode is on fire. For the Holy One, for Jehovah Jireh, my God, you know, Elevation Church sings that song so well, Jehovah Jireh. You know what I'm saying up here? He is. God is our provider, y'all. You know what I'm saying up in here? You know, Mama always talks about millionaire money and millionaire music, but listen, at the end of the day, please, for God's sakes, y'all, don't let your money be attached to your heart, please. If there's a string going from your pocketbook to your heart, cut it as fast as you can. Because you know what? When you are in love with money, when you got that string attached from your pocket to your heart, you'll do some things that you never thought you would do, right? And so don't let that be your driving force. Of course, we need money to survive. You know, we are striving to be that successful life. And, of course, we all dream about a life of luxury and everything like that. But never, ever let the life of luxury rule you. You know what I'm saying up in here? And so I want it for the right reason. And I love this song, God's Plan. We want God's plan to be the plan for our life, right? Because God's plan is always the best plan. Let me tell you something. God knows what we need better than what we know for our own self. Do y'all know that up in here? Oh, God, we got some church going right here. But that's true. TK's song, God's Plan, knows what's best. All the time, we got all these plans going on. Listen, I'm guilty, too. I am guilty. A lot of times, we got all these plans going on, and we think we got so much going, and we got plans to do it this way and do it that. And God's sitting up there going, Lord, today, would you look at this child? And you know what? That's what, yeah, I know God got a sense of humor. He's sitting there going, would you look at this? And guess what he does? According to this song, God's Plan, it's making me think of this. You know what God will do? He will sit back and let you just do you. He will let you do you until you get tired of doing you. You know what I'm saying? And God is just that way. He's just that way. Because you know what? When you get tired of doing you the way that you want to do you, and you say, okay, I'm tired, Lord, and you throw your hands up, then God can step in and do the plan the way he wanted to do it according to his plan in the first place, right? So y'all hear what I'm saying? Listen, God will let you run yourself ragged because you think you know what you're doing and you think you got it all together. And listen, and sometimes God will sit back and just watch you doing what you're doing. Guess what? And sometimes your plan just falls all apart. And then you'll be like, oh, my God, what happened? And then you'll be like, oh, Jesus, help me. Okay? Y'all know that's how it will go and that's how it flows sometimes. Look, independent artist that's coming up next is Maya Nani. She got something inside your mind. Y'all know what? And that's true, too. Now, see, this song is really, this day and this episode is really designed by God. Each song, step by step, it took us to each place a little bit higher. And listen, this is the last song for this particular episode, Inside Your Mind. And y'all know what? Everything begins inside your mind. What do you have going on inside your mind? You know, and that's the real space of the spiritual battlefield. You know what I'm talking about. Some things we would not do if we wouldn't let Satan get inside our mind. You hear what I'm saying? Up here, and a lot of times you gotta turn out the noise. And I said this the other day. You gotta turn out the noise that comes. A lot of noise comes through what ways? Through what means? Through people, their conversation. And listen, a lot of times we gotta shut that mess out because it will bring in doubt. It will have you fearful. It will have you feeling all different kind of ways because they're talking and yakking and yakking and all going on up in your ears. You'd be like, oh, really? And it will plant a seed in your mind. It will plant a seed in your mind. A lot of times a person's conversation, and you don't even mean to listen to it, but they're just going on and talking. And Satan will use what they're saying to plant a seed in your mind, and you'll start thinking about something that you never even thought about before, and it's Satan's plan designed to get you to start thinking about that and doubting yourself, right? And see, that's not of God. That's why I said we got to close out the noise. Listen, I'd be so fast. Listen, that's why I'd be so fast to get up and leave when something is going sideways, when I hear some noise going sideways. You better believe it. Listen, the next song is Inside Your Mind. So listen, y'all, protect your mind, inside your mind. Because you know what? You can't do nothing without your mind. Listen, this song is Inside Your Mind. Let's take a listen to independent artist Maya Nani.
Okay.
artist Inside Jeremiah, independent artist Maya Nani. Listen, it's going to be a three-day musical salute for this artist. It's going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday, my darlings. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast on tonight. You know, something that was said, encourage someone, inspire someone, motivated someone. Listen, y'all, hot stuff. All these artists are hot. Independent artist D-Eazy, I am telling you, a little drama boy, y'all better get out of here. Independent artist TK and independent artist Maya Nani. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast. I'm pretty much out of time, but guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later on this evening.
And special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.